The truth. Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, February 8th, 2022, getting to the week here. And as usual, it's a busy news day. There is a lot to cover before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, and let's get right on into it here. Now, the Department of Homeland Insecurity has declared a heightened terrorism threat due to misinformation. And I would rate this as a Beck's tsunami alert. They're piling it on higher and deeper here. And so the Department of Homeland Security declared this heightened terrorism threat due to false and misleading narratives, misinformation, and conspiracy theories. They must really be scared over there. And in fact, Biden came on out saying that anyone who questions official U.S. government policies is spreading this information. So much for the First Amendment. You know, it's either Biden's way or the highway. And frankly, I'm ready to take the highway on that one. They're really afraid right now. It's all coming apart on them because the American people just don't trust them anymore. They don't listen to them anymore. They're not trusting the corporate media, which has sort of exposed itself as little more than a mouthpiece for the government propaganda here. And they're acting like they're afraid. That's dangerous, of course, because, cornered animals are the most dangerous here. Now, on Sunday, Republican Senator Marco Rubio blasted the January 6th commission investigating the Capitol protest, calling it a partisan scam whose purpose is to embarrass as many Republicans as it can, especially Donald Trump. And Rubio made his remarks on CBS's Face the Nation. Now, interestingly enough, the FBI has released a document dump of Mueller investigation reports that provide almost no significant or relevant information. It's all been sanitized and squeaky clean. And one of the things they did do was redact Hillary Clinton's name, forgetting that an earlier dated dump had provided the same document with Hillary's name there to be read. So I guess the FBI is trying to polish Hillary's image prior to her running in 2024, but they kind of goofed because the documents were already out there. All right, now we're looking at the Republican National Committee. Last Friday, they voted to censure both Representative Liz Cheney and Representative Adam Kinzinger for their participation in Nancy Pelosi's witch hunt looking into the protests on January 6th. And according to Fox News, committee members gathered for the general session of their winter meeting. They voted overwhelmingly to approve the censorship of these two Republican members. And so the Republican Party will not be supporting them in any way during their campaign for reelection. So basically that means it's a major hit against their campaign for reelection here. Meanwhile, Cori Bush is out there still pushing the defund the police agenda, even as Democrats start to pull away from the movement. Now, we're seeing the midterms are coming up here later this year, and Democrats are realizing a lot of their policies and agendas are not looking very attractive to the voters, and they're trying to sort of go away and say, well, no, I never really supported that. That was these other people over there, so vote me back into the Congress. They're doing it with defund the police. They're starting to do it with the COVID mask mandates. They're trying to reposition themselves away from all these things that the American people are really just fed up with right now. Getting on to Joe Rogan. Now, over the weekend, he apologized on Instagram for a video from like years ago where he used a racial slur. And no matter how many times Rogan apologizes, the mob is still after him. They're never going to back down. And Glenn Beck came on in and said, you should not apologize to the mob. It's not going to make a difference here. You know, they're out to get Rogan. They're out to get any conservative voices at all. And so it's kind of pointless to try and make peace with them here. Okay, now Donald Trump has a new memoir out. It has already reached $20 million in sales in less than 2 months. So people are definitely buying that. That augurs well for his return in 2024. Getting on to the issue of election fraud, down in Maricopa County, election workers were caught on video deleting files from the server before the server was delivered to the Maricopa County auditors. And the full forensic audit of Maricopa County concluded hundreds of thousands of ballot discrepancies and election law violations, including the deletion of election files before providing the machines to the auditors. Now, under federal law, all election records have to be kept for a minimum of 22 months after the election, in case there is some kind of a question about the honesty of the election, which is certainly the case in the situation here. Now, a while back, Maricopa County officials actually admitted to deleting those files in a congressional hearing. Then they walked it back, saying, well, the files were archived and they're still around someplace, and one of these days, you know, in another 75 years or so, we'll probably find them on a shelf somewhere. Now, in Arizona, because of all of this skullduggery going on, Arizona State Representative Mark Finchem has introduced a resolution to set aside and decertify three of the 2020 county elections. And that includes Maricopa County, where the audit found evidence of over 700,000 ballot discrepancies and an irredeemably compromised election. And so Finchem had the resolution to reclaim Arizona's fraudulently certified presidential electors in the works. And so, yeah, we need to see more of this. That election was stolen, and we, the American people, need to regain control of our country. And the first step to that is to make sure the elections are honest and verifiable. And again, if you go to my main page at whatreallyhappened.com, in that little gray box of permanent links up at the top, right underneath that hideously outdated photograph of myself is my article on a method to have honest elections. And I'm not saying it's perfect, but it's very hard to cheat and very easy to expose the cheating. And so you might want to take a look at that. And ever since I put that article up, I've gotten emails from other countries around the world saying, this is actually very close to what we do, and it works. So we need to certainly get rid of all these computers and all of these closed-door counting. And, you know, it's like Stalin said, people who vote decide nothing. People who count the votes decide everything. Now, over at CNN, they have been having their share of problems. Well, apparently the CNN top brass can't keep their hands to themselves here. And CNN has just been acquired by another company. And it turns out the largest shareholder of that new company that now owns CNN is a billionaire Trump supporter. And so CNN may get some marching orders to try and balance their news a little bit more fairly, which would not only be good for keeping America properly informed, it's also going to be good for business. Remember, CNN has lost 90% of their audience over last year by pushing leftism and, you know, bash Trump. And, you know, people just get really sick of that. But as far as CNN itself, they're still in love with their own image. And over the weekend, CNN's host Brian Stelter platformed media studies professor David Zurawiec, who declared that CNN has literally saved democracy in America. And I'm wondering how you save democracy by presenting a very slanted view of the news to the American people. And so I don't know what he's smoking, but I wish he'd share. That's all I can say here. All right, let's get into COVID. A lot of stuff going on with COVID, a lot of stuff going on with the protests out there. And COVID cases continue to plummet in the United States. Daily infections have dropped 43% in just 1 week. The deaths have flattened on out as we move past the Omicron surge. So I imagine that somebody in a back room at some laboratory is coming up with yet another variant to fling at us, make us sick and just desperate to go back to the vaccine mandates and everything. It's not going to work. People have really had enough here. Meanwhile, the White House continues to back the ongoing school mask mandates, claiming they have data and science to support it. They're not showing it. We're just supposed to take their word for it. But we already know those cloth masks don't work. The N95s work a little better, but they're not really all that good. And we are hearing from mental health professionals that forcing small children to wear masks is producing all kinds of mental issues. They're not learning how to interact with other people by looking at their faces. Their development is being retarded by keeping them masks here. And over in New York, you know, families who have been towing the line, they followed the rules, they wore the masks, and they still got COVID. Now they're pushing back against the mandates. New York, however, has declared it will extend its mask mandates in schools, even though the neighboring states have dropped theirs. Now, over in Illinois, there was a high school where the students were told, put on the masks or leave. They all stood up and left. They walked on out, just emptied the classroom. Good for them. They understand what's going on here. Now, over in Virginia, where you remember the governor, Glenn Youngkin, has issued an executive order ending mandatory masks in school. So 13 Chesapeake parents brought a lawsuit against the schools, saying they should keep putting masks on the kids. The Virginia Supreme Court threw the case out, and they're saying, you know, they're not offering an opinion on the legality of the executive order, but they said that the lawsuit really had no standing here. And another very, very sad story about how the enforcement of the orthodox approach to COVID is costing lives. And this story came on out of Red Voice Media. And it's a sad story about a 13-year-old who came down with COVID, was taken to the hospital, and the hospital said, well, we're going to give him remdesivir. The father declined the remdesivir because of all the known side effects and the lack of any data showing that it works. And the father requested ivermectin. The hospital refused, and said there was no supporting data for it. And the father ultimately found a doctor in Texas who prescribed ivermectin for the son. And even with the prescription, the hospital still refused to give ivermectin to the son because the FDA has not approved it, which is not entirely accurate. The FDA has approved ivermectin. They just have not approved it for COVID. A little kind of, nitpicking there. And the kid, unfortunately, has died here. Now, there's more data coming on out. This is in News Target. Excess deaths are soaring in every country where COVID vaccine uptake is high. And again, we're using the word vaccine loosely because these COVID shots are not vaccines in the classic sense. They are highly experimental gene therapies. And we have been seeing stories coming out from funeral homes and insurance companies about how there has been a sudden surge of deaths following the introduction of the vaccines. Now, they're not saying it's caused by the vaccines, because the insurance companies go from the death certificate, which is listing all kinds of other things. Very few doctors and pathologists are willing to say the vaccine is causing the deaths because health boards are pulling licenses left and right. Now, this may be very telling. Johnson & Johnson has stopped production of their COVID-19 gene therapy shot. This was reported in the New York Times. And basically, the Times is saying that Johnson & Johnson is apparently shifting its focus to producing a potentially more profitable vaccine for an unrelated virus, which may or may not already be out in the wild. Who knows? It may still be cooking in the lab in the back room someplace here. Meanwhile, over they're really pushing this gene therapy on us. And the National Science Foundation is funding a study about how they can put mRNA vaccines in agricultural crops, vegetables, lettuce, corn, peas, whatever, so that if you're going to eat, you will have to get this gene therapy material, whether you want it or not. You know, good reason to start your own home garden, actually. And so, this is getting really dangerous. And again, it's total dictatorship. They don't want you to have a choice. The governments of the world want to be able to decide what chemicals or what DNA, RNA is going to be shoved into your body, and you should have nothing to say about it, which obviously I disagree with here. Okay, Dr. John D. Flack, he's a retired pharmaceutical research and development scientist, is now sounding the alarms, saying that these COVID gene therapies were not put through the proper safety trials for any gene technology. They just sort of skipped over that. You know, it's just kind of, yeah, you know, we need to get to market on this, and we don't need to do the safety testing here. Meanwhile, the CDC is finally acknowledging that there are dangerous side effects from these mRNA vaccines. They're not canceling it, but they're considering a change to the COVID vaccination scheduling. I'm going to spread them out a little bit further and hope that that makes the myocarditis and pericarditis and the blood clots go away. I don't think it will. And so anyway, now down in New Zealand, the Prime Minister Ardern came on out with an utterly ridiculous comment. Not the first time. We've heard this in the corporate media before. You know, if you're experiencing bad side effects from the COVID-19 shots, well, that's a sign the vaccine is doing what it should. And I would like him to clarify that statement: the vaccines are doing what they should. What are they supposed to be doing? Because they're certainly not doing the job in protecting people from getting COVID or passing it on. So, you know, it's basically implying there's another purpose for these mRNA shots. And whatever it is, it's working great, you know, because people are falling over dead. Now, down in Loudoun County, in their schools, principals were being coached on how to obtain trespassing warrants against students trying to enter the schools without the mask. And again, this is in defiance of the Virginia governor's order allowing parents to choose whether kids have a covering over their faces or not. So there is just so much effort being put into getting everybody masked and getting them stuck with a needle. And I know there's a lot of money on the line here. Pfizer's made $180 billion off of this. But the sheer force that is being put into this, there's clearly another agenda at work. And I'm not sure what it is. I know there's a lot of theories. It's population reduction and, establishing the dictatorship here. So anyway, these principals in Virginia's Loudoun County Public School District have been given a step-by-step guide to help them apply for a warrant from a magistrate for any student that tries to walk into school without wearing a mask. And again, completely defying the governor. Completely defying the governor here. Now, last week, about a week ago, Ron Johnson held this panel discussion with a lot of top virology experts, medical experts, and so forth and so on. And some of the data that came on out was from the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database, showing that there were adverse events increasing following the introduction of the vaccines. Miscarriages 300%, heart problems 300%, neurological problems 1,000%, and on and on. So Senator Ron Johnson has now sent a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin highlighting the dramatic rise in adverse events reported in the DMED database after the vaccines were rolled out. And Ron Johnson says, if these vaccines are truly safe and effective, how do you explain these increases? More about this when we come back from these words from our sponsor. Oh, yeah.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about COVID in the military. And I want to preface what I'm about to say by reminding everybody about all these professional athletes dropping dead or suffering major heart attacks in the middle of playing their games. And the conclusion is that if you have these gene therapies in you and you are under some kind of physical or emotional stress, it triggers a negative reaction in your body. Well, most of our military have now been vaccinated, and there is nothing more stressful than combat. And in fact, that pilot who crashed the F-35 into the Carl Vinson a while back was supposedly fully vaccinated. And so, landing on a carrier is actually more stressful than actual air-to-air combat. And so there was an initial report that she complained over the radio that she was having chest pains just before she hit the ramp on the back of the Carl Vinson here. So what we're seeing here is a possibility that if we go to an actual war with Russia over Ukraine or with China over Taiwan, our armed forces could get out there, get into combat, and start falling over dead. And I'm sure the Russians and the Chinese would be scratching their head and saying, what the heck is going on over there? So, meanwhile, over in Los Angeles, the county sheriff's department is looking at losing 4,000 employees who are still refusing to get those COVID-19 gene therapy shots. And the L.A. County Board of Supervisors is set to vote on the potential termination of 18,000 employees who refuse to comply with the edict to get those gene therapy shots in your arm. And so this is really, it's harming our society as a whole here. Now, let's get on to the Canadian trucker convoy. The police are now starting to attack them. In fact, there was a video that went viral where the Canadian police in Ottawa literally manhandled this 76-year-old man for the crime of honking and basically dragged him out of the truck and threw him on the ground, you know, police state tactics here. And the video has definitely gone viral. Now, a group of protesters has blocked one of the busiest international land border crossings in Canada. And they're saying, you know, I'm here for my kids, you know, because if we don't get their freedoms now, they're never going to have them. And, you know, they're now blocking two routes from Canada to the United States. The new one is over in Detroit. Meanwhile, the Ottawa protesters were interviewed on Russia Today and basically said, you know, the whole world is watching, and they're absolutely right. The whole world is not only watching, they're cheering them on. We're seeing trucker convoys forming in a lot of other countries, including this one. And getting on back to Canada, the Toronto Star ran a poll and found 91% of Canadians are in favor of the Ottawa protest. 91%. You would think that Justin Trudeau would take note of that and perhaps tone his rhetoric down, but he shows no sign of doing. In fact, Trudeau put out this ridiculous propaganda video of himself debating a truck, a real physical truck. And I suppose he thought it was going to be funny and he could make some points, but it really basically came on out showing his utter disrespect for the ordinary Canadian people. Meanwhile, the Ottawa police chief is now promising that force will be brought to bear. They are now working with the United States FBI, which, imagine my surprise, I didn't think the FBI had jurisdiction up in Canada. But frankly, this confirms that just how afraid governments around the world are that people are realizing they can stand up to tyranny. And they're really afraid of that because the whole party would be over here. Now, there was an activist on Parliament Hill, was on Breitbart News Saturday, saying, you know, we dare you, Trudeau, to come out and speak to us to our faces. Now, Trudeau has been making a lot of allegations about the Freedom Convoy. They're anti-Semites, they're white supremacists, they're anti-gay, they're anti-trans. You know, they keep their library books out too long. They tear the tags off of couch cushions and who knows what all else. And as near as I can tell, Trudeau's response is, I can't come out. I'm trying to break Biden's record for hiding in the basement at this particular point. Now, CNN has finally acknowledged the existence of the Canadian Truckers Freedom Convoy, describing it as sedition and a threat to democracy. Well, I thought democracy, based on its root words, was, you know, the will of the people shall be the law of the land. And 91% of the people of Canada do not want these mandates any longer. That's democracy. What Trudeau is doing is autocracy, authoritarianism, tyranny, dictatorship. We'll be right back after this.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the Canadian Freedom Convoy. We're talking about the pushback from government and media that are absolutely terrified. People are learning how to stand up to tyranny and authoritarianism. And some of the truckers have lashed out at Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after members of their convoy were arrested and charged with hate crimes. During the protests, and Trudeau and the liberal media are trying to demonize them as ultra right wing crazies, saying they have ties to ultra right wing groups. And these truckers, they're just ordinary truckers. They drive the trucks that bring food and clothing and other needed things to the stores. And these vaccine mandates are preventing them from being able to do the job they want to do. So Freedom Convoy protester Guy Meister told DailyMail.com, it's intimidation. We are just a bunch of hardworking truck drivers who are out here protesting the government's COVID mandates. And the protests are, in fact, starting to work because over in Saskatchewan, their premier, Scott Moe, has announced the end of vaccine mandates. So it is starting to work. People are realizing, you can't argue against 91% of your own population. and claim to be a democracy. You really can't here. Now, we're all aware that GoFundMe froze the trucker's account, threatened to basically disperse the almost $10 million that had been donated to charities of GoFundMe's choosing. That triggered a huge backlash. GoFundMe is now returning those donations to the donors. It may take a little while. You know, there's a lot of them here. And the trucker convoy went over to Give, Send, Go. And so far, they've only been there a few days, and they've raised over $5 million, okay, to basically support what's going on here. Now, meanwhile, Trudeau is warning Americans that if you donate to the Freedom Convoy, he will press criminal charges against you for, quote, supporting terrorism, end quote. And I'm sorry, Justin. I don't think you have jurisdiction here in the United States here. Now, the good news is down in Florida, Ron DeSantis says it's fraud for GoFundMe to commandeer the $9 million in donations sent to support demonstrating truck drivers in Canada. And he is investigating what he called deceptive practices by the website. And what's GoFundMe going to say? That the Canadian government made them do it? You know, the Canadian government has actually admitted, yeah, we got them to do it. You know, and they're out there trying to convince other payment platforms to cut off the truckers' convoy. That's not censorship. That's dictatorship. Okay? And that's exactly what it is, trying to starve the opponents here. And Tucker Carlson basically came out, you know, saying that Canada is, you know, treating the truckers like they're terrorists. And he says this is a peaceful protest, not Al-Qaeda. And he's absolutely right. And if you look at the behavior of the Canadian truckers versus the Black Lives Matter riots that took place in this country where they were burning and trashing, and, you know, the media tried to cover it for them saying it was a mostly peaceful protest if you don't, you know, if you ignore all these fires going on behind us here. And, you know, it's still a propaganda war. The Ottawa police are stopping the truckers and their supporters from clearing up, you know, after their protest. You know, Canadians are, you know, they're very clean. They like clean streets. And so there was this video that was put on up where these protesters were out there just picking up the trash, putting it in a truck to take away. And the police came by and said, you can't do that. You don't have helmets. So the protesters went and they got helmets and they came on back. And the police said, well, you still can't do it. You know, you don't have a permit or you don't have a license or whatever. And you know, they want messy streets so the media can demonize the protesters. That's what's going on here. Now, I got an email from somebody saying that they watched the Freedom Convoy SOS meeting that happened yesterday. And apparently officials are planning a social media blackout before going in and using force against the protesters. They don't want anybody to see what they're about to do. And there is a small problem with that. Every single one of those trucks has a citizens band or public band radio. Some of them even have amateur band radios as well. And so cutting off social media is not going to keep, you know, what's going to happen from getting on out. We're all going to be tuning up our little radios and listening for CQs coming in from Canada. Okay, the courts are getting on in. A Canadian judge, Superior Court Justice Hugh McLean, has issued a 10-day injunction against honking the truck horns, saying that, you know, the Canadian people's right to quiet supersedes the right to protest. And he said, blowing a horn is not an expression of any great thought I am aware of. So that's the that's the bad news here. And Babylon Bee satirized that already, saying the city of Jericho is now banning horn blowing around the walls of their city. Now, a little bit of good news. Another judge has ordered the Ottawa police to return the fuel and food and other supplies that had been confiscated from the truckers. So they're getting all of that stuff back. And by the way, a little note, these Ottawa police who are terrorizing the truckers and who had been stealing their fuel are exempt from the vaccine mandate the truckers are protesting against. So a little double standard there. You know, I don't need to have the vaccine mandate, but by golly, I'm going to beat you over the head until you get healthy. Now, as I mentioned before, the trucker protests have now jammed a key bridge linking Detroit to Canada. And it's the Ambassador Bridge into Detroit. It's nearly a century old, and it was shut down in both directions late last night. And this land crossing is the most important link for goods moving between Canada and the U.S. and a crucial artery for auto parts suppliers and manufacturers. And we're already hearing from American automobile manufacturers that they're going to be in trouble because a lot of them go to Canadian manufacturers for the components that go into the cars. So forget about the chip shortage. There are now other shortages that are going to impact the manufacturer of new cars here. And that's the whole point of the protests. That's the whole point of nonviolent non-cooperation, is to just stop the system from working at all without resorting to violence. And that's exactly what's going on. Meanwhile, a group of truck drivers up in Alaska, more than 100, drove from Anchorage to Eagle River to support the truckers in Canada protesting the vaccine mandates in Ottawa. And they're getting support from that. Now, oddly enough, some of the Canadian truckers have driven down to New York to support the New York City workers who face being fired because they refuse to get a COVID gene therapy shot. They had a march across the Brooklyn Bridge in protest of the mandates. So this is definitely growing here. The New Zealand convoy has reached Parliament. They are now blocking the streets around Parliament. And just like Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern chose not to meet with them. And, she was making a speech outlining her priorities for the year and is trying to basically ignore them. So protesters, are opposing vaccine mandates. They're also opposing the mask mandates, such as those in stores and among children over age 8 in classrooms, and are basically saying we want more freedoms. And high on the list is medical freedom. I get to choose what is the best medical treatment for myself. In consultation with my doctors and my own research, I will decide what's best for me. And every day I regret I didn't turn down that Pfizer pneumonia shot they gave me when I had pneumonia, which really didn't make any sense anyway. You're giving me a pneumonia vaccine when I already have pneumonia. Because according to documents we got from Pfizer, that's where the polymyalgia rheumatica is likely to have originated. And over in the Netherlands, they have a freedom convoy. It's rolling through the country. And more countries are joining this. Now, this next story is a little bit scary. It's being reported in Forbes. And apparently somebody is proposing the idea of what's being nicknamed a morality pill. And it is a gene therapy that will basically make you more submissive and accepting of government tyranny, that if you take this pill and they say get the shot, you will say yes master, and you'll roll up the sleeve and do as you're told. And so that is very, very scary indeed, right out of George Orwell's New World Order, that one where everybody is forcibly drugged here. Out in California, Gavin Newsom is ending the indoor mask mandate, but only for people who can prove they were vaccinated. Now, a while back, there was this scandal that came on out where the National Institutes of Health funded these very cruel tests on beagles, where these beagle puppies had their vocal cords cut so the scientists couldn't hear them whimper and whine, and had their heads locked in a mesh cage and basically allowed insects, fleas, to basically eat on the flesh of their heads just to see what would happen. Okay, and now there's another one that has come on out. The National Institutes of Health is facing a congressional probe after reports emerged alleging the National Institute on Drug Abuse spent millions of taxpayer dollars injecting beagle puppies with cocaine. And you might think, well, that might make the puppies very happy. But according to the information that came on out, these puppies were dosed with cocaine repeatedly for months from this little harness that they were wearing. And it was done in conjunction with a second experimental compound to see how the two drugs interacted. They're not saying what that compound is. It may be something that they think will end cocaine addiction. Personally, I'd rather start stringing up the drug lords as a cure to that particular problem. And according to a new analysis, the NIH is funding $27 million in studies marked for the use of fetal tissue. So, you know, Fauci is behind that as well. Probably a big customer over there at Planned Parenthood. Anyway, the White Coat Waste Project, which opposes animal experimentation, looked through the NIH data to uncover the scope of funding, which includes support for things like transplanting fetal lungs, liver, and thymus into mice. And we're in real Frankenstein territory here. Now, Bill Maher has come on out. And I guess he's had an epiphany regarding the vaccines. And he basically took Anthony Fauci to task, saying, you know, don't sit there in your white coat and tell me just do what we say. Because that has been Fauci's attitude. He said, I represent science. No, you represent the bureaucracy, if you want to be really accurate here. And a little reminder, you know, we have had the climatologists finally admit their climate change models were completely wrong, that the world is not warming up, it's not turning, you know, we still have snow. Remember when they said snow was a thing of the past? We still have snow. It's still outside my window melting here. So if the climate change models were wrong, how can we be certain that these gene therapies for COVID are without any problems at all, especially given they're being rushed into production, rushed into our arms, and as we reported earlier, you know, this report came on out saying they skipped the standard testing for gene technologies. All righty. My goodness, time is really flying here. Let me try and get some international news here. According to spokeswoman for the Russian Foreign Ministry, Maria Zakharova, basically saying the West has cooked up the Russian threat to try and save face after the Afghanistan debacle. And she said the well-known psychedelic phobias by Western media about the Russian aggression against Ukraine are under development in the forthcoming composition. However, time marches on, and Russia is not attacking Ukraine. The calculation by the U.S. who ordered this tune and the British who joined the bandwagon is clear. They cooked up the Russian threat themselves. They braced themselves for a heroic fight against it in order to commit a provocation and loudly declare their victory. Now, Ukraine has asked the U.S. to place high-altitude missile defense systems in one of its eastern regions. This is the THAAD, the Terminal High-Altitude Area Defense Missile. Its radar can actually peek into Russian territory for a distance of 1,000 kilometers. The Kremlin has responded, saying this is just further destabilizing the situation. Okay. Now, Biden had a meeting with the German chancellor, and the German chancellor is sort of getting on board with the Russia-Ukraine agenda, but is still trying to insist that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline not be shut down, because Germany needs that energy coming from Russia, and the U.S. is saying, don't worry, we'll cover the shortfall. But Germany is looking at the state of our energy supply and saying, no, you don't have it. You actually don't have it. Okay. Also on Russia Today, you know, they had a show basically saying Europe does not want war with Russia over Ukraine. And we're seeing that from a lot of the EU members. The French minister is out there saying Europe should not be dragged into carrying out Biden's threat to block the Nord Stream 2. So they definitely do not want it. And even NATO is beginning to waver. And NATO has basically come on out saying that we're not seeing any signs of an imminent invasion by Russia into Ukraine. And this was the chairman of NATO's military committee, Admiral Bob Bauer, basically saying, it just, we don't see the signs. All right, we've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news. We're talking about Russia and Ukraine and how we're hearing many of the nations in the EU backing off from this. NATO is backing off and saying we don't see an imminent attack here. And, you know, Ukraine itself is saying a diplomatic solution is more likely than a conflict with Russia. And this flies in the face, of course, of all this hysteria coming out of the Biden White House. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. And we're all going to die unless we start a war here. Meanwhile, London is still fully, or rather Britain is still fully on board with Biden's anti-Russia agenda. They are deploying fighters and the Royal Navy to protect southeastern Europe. All right. Meanwhile, in Russia's south, they are conducting tactical drills involving armored vehicles, missiles, and artillery. Russia's Navy's amphibious assault ships are transiting the Black Sea Straits for massive drills. So everybody is still out there. Russia's Pacific Fleet ships are conducting air defense drills in Russia's Far East. Now, there's a warning that is being sounded. This is coming on out of your destination now, saying that if we get into a war, okay, that it's going to trigger global famine. We're already seeing food shortages all over the place here, and war is just going to make it worse. Now, if you're old enough to remember World War II, which admittedly not many are, you'll remember there were rationing cards and everything that was going on, you know, to try and limit what people could buy here. Okay, another story. This one is coming out of TASS. Washington plans to launch an extensive media campaign to whip up discontent and protest sentiment in Syrian society. They still want to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. And the statement said there are plans to take advantage of the country's difficult social and economic situation in order to organize mass anti-government protest and make law enforcement agencies use disproportionate force against peaceful protesters. You know, kind of like what Canada is doing to the Freedom Convoy. All right. Now, getting to Iran, United States waived some of the sanctions that were on Iran, and Iran said, well, thank you, it's still insufficient, but the Iran nuclear deal talks resumed today, and the U.S. Delegation said that there may be an agreement. There may be an agreement. Now, despite that, Biden is saying, agreement or not, yes, Israel has a right to take action against Iran if they are feeling threatened by them. So that may still be very much up in the air. Meanwhile, U.S. Republican senators vow to thwart any Iran deal if Biden tries to skip a congressional review. Now, as I understand the letter of the law, the Constitution, Congress has to ratify any treaties signed by the State Department. It's just not automatic. It has to be ratified here. Meanwhile, getting back to Israel, they're trying to strip Amnesty International's tax-exempt status following the report saying that Israel is an apartheid state. The problem is there is nothing inaccurate in Amnesty's report. Okay, we're going to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.